107 WIRX 632. Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, you slut.
You dumb slut.
Happy New Year. Slut it up.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions here a little bit later on.
This year is about being confident in my own body.
What?
This year is about being confident in my own body.
Is that a New Year's resolution?
Yep. So during the whole show, we're going to do New Year's resolution updates from Facebook.
As seen on Facebook.
So I'm just going to scroll through Facebook and you know what?
Wait, let me see that.
We're going to laugh at
you. Does she have a picture? It's not even a picture of her body.
I know.
It's her face.
Well, it's not there yet, bro.
It's not there yet.
Give it 2019.
Well, she's already failing in it. If she's going to be confident, she's got to show that body off.
Right.
Yeah.
This year's about being confident in my own body.
This year, I vow to send more dong pics to my wife.
Yes. I want to see one of those New Year's resolutions. Like a horrible one. Horrible.
Like, you know what? I'm going to get trashed every single night. New Year's resolution.
You know, I think I'm going to gain 125 pounds. Yeah. My cholesterol's going to go through the roof.
You know what? I'm going to get addicted to crack.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution 2019. Addicted to sweet, sweet crack.
You know, I'm going to take that cardboard box that you got me a gift, you know, and this year for Christmas, and I'm going to live in that son of a bitch.
That's right. That's my New Year's resolution.
It's going to be a bum.
Horrible New Year's resolutions. I like that.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, Nikki Sixx and Marilyn Manson joined Rob Zombie on a cover of the Beatles' Helter Skelter at the Forum in L.A. during the New Year's Eve Ozfest show there on Monday. That would have been a good time, man. Mm-hmm. Sixx also recorded the song on Motley Crue's second album, Shout at the Devil. Fan shot video of the performance is posted on YouTube. You can check that out there. Lastly, Nirvana has filed suit to protect their copyrighted smiley face logo. They claim that Marc Jacobs International infringed on the design in its Redo Grunge collection.
Derelict.
Which was released in November. The band's complaint says the logo, which the late Kurt Cobain created in 1991, is copyright protected and trademarked, and quote, that a significant portion of the consuming public assumes that all goods or services that bear the logo are endorsed or associated with Nirvana. A number of the items in the Jacobs collection, which even include a T-shirt called Bootleg Redo Grunge, featured the smiley face logo. The campaign is said to incorporate Nirvana references, including song titles and lyrics, and a video clip of Smells Like Teen Spirit. So they're in a little trouble there. I think Marc Jacobs would be fine. Yeah. He's always had overpriced clothes, but yeah, man, can't do that.
New rock news there for you.
New rock news. Still not as good as being addicted to crack.
Absolutely not.
More of the Plan B